GOP slams Democrats for defunding Israel's Iron Dome. They capitulate to the anti-Semitic influence. By Wendell Hasebo on September 21, 2021. Republicans slammed Democrats on Tuesday for defunding Israel's Iron Dome within a government funding bill after several radical Democrats threatened to vote against the funding bill due to signing a resolution this summer to block arms sales to Israel. The Democrat-controlled Congress must pass a funding bill and also suspend the debt limit within days to stop a government shutdown when current government funds dry up at the end of this month. The measure has little chance of passing the Senate, where Democrats need 10 Republican votes. The removal of the funds for the Iron Dome speaks to the panicked mood of the Democrat leadership over enacting President Joe Biden's massive tax and spending proposals. Therefore, the White House suggested Tuesday Biden approves of defunding the Iron Dome. Representative Jody Isay, RGA, tweeted the Democrats caved to the radical left just after President Biden promised to help protect Israel from terrorism. Speaker Pelosi just caved to the socialists and yanked funding for Israel's Iron Dome from the government funding CR bill. Dems can't even keep a promise for 24 hours, Isay said. Senator Marsha Blackburn, RTN, tweeted the far left has shown their true colors by defending Hamas. The radical left shows their blatant disregard for supporting our ally Israel and Israel's right to defend itself against Hamas terrorists, she stated. Representative Kevin McCarthy, RCA, tweeted that anti-Semitic influence is controlling the Democrat Party. While Dems capitulate to the anti-Semitic influence of their radical members, Republicans will always stand with Israel, he said. Representative Randy Feenstra, RYA, tweeted that Biden contradicted himself by proclaiming Israel to be an ally while allowing his party to abandon Israel. President Biden proclaimed to our allies that America is back. But since then he has abandoned Americans and allies in Afghanistan, weakened our relationship with France, and now his party has let down Israel, our closest ally in the Middle East, he said. Richard Grenell, former President Donald Trump's Director of National Intelligence, tweeted that Democrats are abandoning Israel. Representative Byron Donalds, RFL, said Pelosi has capitulated to the far left, which will further endanger Israel. This will put Israel in danger and will further embolden countries that wish to see Israel wiped off the face of the earth, he tweeted. America Rising PAC tweeted the Democrats' decision is consistent with their past treatment of American allies. Over the past few weeks, Democrats have repeatedly left our closest allies out to dry, they said. House Republicans' Twitter handle suggested House Democrats prefer Islamic terrorists over Israel. House Democrats choose radical Islamic terrorists over our ally Israel, the group said. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter @WendellHasebo.